Nesechtes Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin, 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph at the new Mishnah. And as we will see in the Gemara will have two different ways to understand this Mishnah, and there will be machlekes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. We will try to learn our Mishnah both based on Rav Zvid as well as Rav Papa, which will help us to understand the Gemara. We will first learn each case like Rav Zvid, and then we'll learn it like Rav Papa. So the Mishnah begins, Shashu Mu'ud Liminai, if Ruvain owns a shar, and it's already a Mu'ud, as it already shtoys 3 times, and it shtoys its own species, Ve'ein Mu'ud L'Shein Minai, but you also know that it's not a mu'ud for something that's not a species. And as Rashi brings at the beginning of the Gemara, because you took in front of it a different species, and this shor did not gore that species. And the fear of Zvid, really, there is no chiddush in this part of the Mishnah, because if you know that it's already a mu'ud for its min, but not a mu'ud l'sheinu minoy, then certainly that's not the chiddush. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if it would be a case, Reuven shor saw 3 shvarim, and it shtoyst all of them, and he didn't see any other minim, and therefore you don't know if it's a mu'ud for those minim, then the pashtus, the din would be that it would be considered the mu'ud for all minim. And the fear is vid, a shor that it's a mu'ud l'minoi, then the stomach is that he's also a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi. However, as we'll see, Rav Papa will learn our Mishnah that we don't have the vav, and therefore he learns as follows, shor shu mu'ud l'minoi, if you have a shor that's a mu'ud towards its min, ain't a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi, it doesn't prove that he's a mu'ud for anything that's not his species, and therefore the stomach is that although we know that he's a mu'ud for its min, he's not considered a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi. And for example, if it goes and stresses another animal, and instead of chasing a shor, it stresses a Hamar, then Reuven would only be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek, and according to our Papa, it comes out that our Mishnah is not asking a question, but it's actually making a statement that Shor Shu Mu'ud L'Minoi Ein Mu'ud L'Sheinu Minoi. And the Mishnah will continue and give us 2 other cases, and in both cases we will learn the same machlekes between our Zvid and our Papa. The Mu'ud L'Adam Ve'Ein Mu'ud L'Behema, according to our Zvid, the Mishnah is telling us that if you have an animal that stresses a person 3 times, and when it walked by a Behema, it didn't stress that Behema, then certainly he's not a Mu'ud for Behemais. But the Maisa, according to our Zvid, if there was a Shor that stresses an Adam 3 times, then if you don't know what his status is regarding a behema, then mistama, the din would be that mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema. However, according to our Papa, we will learn this as a statement that mu'ud l'adam ve'ein mu'ud l'behema, if there's an animal that's a mu'ud l'adam and it's stama b'negei a behema, and we're not certain its status b'negei a behema, and we say that although he's a mu'ud l'adam, he's still ain't a mu'ud l'behema. And finally, mu'ud l'tana ve'ein mu'ud l'gdolim, according to Rab Zera, if a shor is mu'ud that has shtoyst 3 small shvarim, and when it passed larger shvarim, it did not shtoyst those shvarim, so then of course it's not considered mu'ud for gedolim. And if you're observing with mu'daik that if it would be a mu'ud l'tanim and we're uncertain as to its status regarding gedolim, then the stum is that it's a mu'ud l'gedolim, and since it's a mu'ud already for tanim, then the shor will not be mechalik between a smaller shor or a larger shor, and in all cases he's considered mu'ud. However, if you have papa, the way to understand the mishnah is mu'ud l'tanim in a mu'ud l'gedolim, that if Reuven's shor damages small shvarim and it's a mu'ud but it gets small shvarim, in a case where it's stumma and we're unsure as to its status regarding shtoys larger animals, we would say that since it's only a mu'ud l'tanim, therefore it's not necessarily a mu'ud l'gdolim. And the Mishnah continues, "Eshu mu'ud loy mishal nezek shalim, v'eshein mu'ud loy mishal chatzin nezek." And in regard to any cases where this animal is considered mu'ud, then he would pay nezek shalim. And in regard to any cases where he's not considered mu'ud, then he would pay chatzin nezek. And the Gemara will ask that according to Rav's vid, we could understand why the Gemara brought this line, as this line is actually telling us the halacha, and it's telling us that although this shor is only a mu'ud l'minoi, and we don't know what its status is regarding sheinu minoi, that stama we say that's considered mu'ud l'sheinu minoi, and therefore he'll pay nezek shalim. And once we mention the din but again mu'ud that you pay nezek shalim, therefore we also mention the din that she'inu mu'ud loy mishalim chatzin nezek. However, the Gemara is that since l'fi Rav Papa the Mishnah was making 3 separate statements and said shashu mu'ud l'minoi ein mu'ud l'sheinu minoi and mu'ud l'adam ein mu'ud l'behema and mu'ud l'tanim is ein mu'ud l'gdolim, l'maisa the Mishnah already taught us the halacha that the shor that's mu'ud l'minoi is not a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi, and therefore of course we know based on the halachas that we previously learned in our masechta that a mu'ud is chayiv nezek shalim, and then Thomas chayiv chatzi nezek. And l'chayir, why does the Mishnah have to say this line at all? And the Gemara will use this as a raya against Rav Papa. And the Mishnah continues, and once again, we will learn our Mishnah both like Rav Zera and like Rav Papa. So Amr l'fei Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Zera, the Talmidim Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, harez emur l'shabbosis, if we have an animal that shtoises other animals on Shabbos, ve'en emur l'chol, but during the weekday, you pass animals in front of it, and it doesn't shtois those animals. So the Talmidim want to know what the status is of this animal. Is it considered mu'ud for the weekday, or is it still a tam if it stresses during the weekday? And Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda responded to that shayla, the Shabbos b'shalom nezek shalim, b'negei Shabbos, it's considered mu'ud, and therefore they would pay nezek shalim. They might say chol b'shalom chatzin nezek. However, if this animal stresses during the weekday, then the owner would only be responsible for chatzin nezek, as the shor is only considered tam b'negei stressing during the weekday. And Rashi is bothered, what would be the difference during the weekday or on Shabbos, and why we say that if it stresses on Shabbos, that the shor knows that somehow Shabbos is different? And Zok Rashi, harei mu'ud l'shabbosis, l'fishu batul m'malacha, v'zocha daiter elav, because the shor is bottled from malacha. Since the shor is bored, therefore it will go shtoy someone. However, during the weekday, maybe since the shor is busy, so therefore it's not normal for it to go in shtoys. And Ayin Tesis brings another difference between Shabbos and Chol, as Mefarsh Yerushalmi, that we learned in Yerushalmi, l'fi shoroisam b'malbushim nor macherim, that since the animal sees the people wearing different clothing on Shabbos than they would wear during the weekday, therefore chashuvim be'inav nachrim ve'inav makirim, that they don't recognize these people, and that's why they would go in shtoys on Shabbos. And l'fi Tesis is mashmer, this din of the Mishnah is only talking about a case where shor shtoyses a person, where he has a change of clothing. However, shor shtoyses an animal on Shabbos, l'chari, that would not make a difference between Shabbos and the weekday, and l'chari, once you're mood for Shabbos, l'chari should be a mood for the weekday as well. And the Mishnah continues, Amos Ayutam, when do we consider this animal that became a mood only for Shabbos to now go back and become a tam, and he'll only pay chatzin nezak? Mishiach sabay, gimli me Shabbos, if a person passes by the shor on three different Shabbos and the animal doesn't shtoys the person, then we see that the animal is no longer a mu'ud and he'll have a din that will pay chatzin nezek. We explained the Gemara based on Taisus, but of course, according to Rashi, he would have the same din if this shor sees three different animals that pass in front of it and he doesn't shtoys on Shabbos, then once again he'll become a tam and he'll only pay chatzin nezek, even if in the future it shtoyses on Shabbos. I didn't taste deal maschor, Mashiachsu by Gimel Shabbos, that Afagav the Kfash Mina Rabbi Yehuda with Parak Beis, that even though Rabbi Yehuda already taught us that in order to lose your status as mu'ud, the animal would have to pass in front of this animal and he doesn't gore it for three times. So l'chera, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? And Taisus explains, Istrich, we still need our Mishnah. The Sakadaita chol v'lab mu'ud el Shabbos, that since in our case the animal is only mu'ud for Shabbos, loy boy chazer kolkach, maybe you would not need so many weeks in order to prove that it's now a tam. And Zok Taisus l'pishu kudru nichad mefarish mu'ud l'Shabbos l'fishin yisum malacha. The Kamash one that filu Shabbos mimalacha b'meichol v'loy nagach loyav chazera. And according to Wade, Rashi understood that the reason why an animal becomes a mu'ud l'Shabbos and not for the weekday is because on Shabbos the animal is not working and therefore it'll go in shtoys. Rabbi Yehuda's bechadish to us that in order to have a chazara from being a mu'ud in Shabbos, it's not enough for the owner now to let this animal rest for 3 days and then Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, for example, and see that it doesn't shtoys on those 3 days and then prove that even when it doesn't work, it doesn't shtoys, as you have to dafka have three Shabbos that go by, and only at that point do you now become a tam. And if in the future it would shtoys once again on Shabbos, it would be potter from Nezik Shalim and will be chayiv chatzi nezek. Once again, we explain the last part of our Mishnah like Reb Zera, and as we will see, the Gemara will bring a riot to Reb Zera from this part of the Mishnah, as l'chayr, according to Reb Zera, it makes sense that Talmidim had a shayl to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda responded to them, but according to Rab Papa, then really, amul afnei Rabbi Yehuda, then the Talmidim said to Rabbi Yehuda, harei zemur l'shabbos is in emur l'chol, that if there's an animal that's a mu'ud for Shabbos, it's not considered a mu'ud l'chol, and therefore there was no question, it was a statement. Number one, why were they paskin in front of their Rebbe? And number two, what is Rabbi Yehuda's response? And therefore, once again, the Gemara will bring a raya from this member of Rabbi Yehuda against Rav Papa. And the Gemara begins, Itma, we learned Rav Zvid Amar Ve'in Emur Tanan. Rav Zvid learned that we always have a vav at the end of the statement. And on all three statements, we learn, Shashu Emur Laminai Ve'in Emur L'Shein Emoinai, Emur L'Adam Ve'in Emur L'Behema, Emur L'Tanim Ve'in Emur L'Gdailim. Rav Papa Amar Rav Papa states, Ve'in Emur Tanan, that the way to learn our Mishnah is, Shashu Emur Laminai Ve'in Emur L'Shein Emoinai, Emur L'Adam Ve'in Emur L'Behema, and Emur L'Tanim Ve'in Emur L'Gdailim. And the Gemara explains, Rav Zvid Amar Ve'in Emur Tanan Hastam Havim Emur. Rav Zvid states that the Mishnah was telling us that if there's a mu'ud for one type of min, and we know for certain that it's not a mu'ud for other minim, then certainly it's considered tam, but again, with other minim. However, in a case where it's stama, and we're uncertain as to its status regarding other minim, then according to Reb Zera, it would be poshut that shashu mu'ud l'minai is ein mu'ud l'shein minai. Although this animal is already a mu'ud and showed that he has a tendency to go and shtoys an animal that's his min, it doesn't necessarily have the guts to go and start up with something that's not its min, and therefore it's not considered a mu'ud for ein minai. And Rav Papa stated in a mu'ud tan that the way to understand the Mishnah is shashu mu'ud l'minai is certainly in a mu'ud l'shein minai, even in the case of stama, and therefore the stama le'av mu'ud, the Mishnah is actually telling us a statement and telling us halacha that if there's an animal that's already a mu'ud for its min, then it shows and it proves that it's already a mu'ud l'shein minai, and we will not differentiate and we will not be mechalik between an animal that shtoyses its min or an animal that shtoyses in a minai, as in all cases, once you become mu'ud, then you're mu'ud for all minim. The Gemara continues, Rav Zvid Daik may say, for Rav Zvid will bring a riot from the third case of the Mishnah, where the Gemara calls that the seif of our Mishnah, and Rav Papa daik mereisha, and Rav Papa will be medayik from the second case of the Mishnah that he called the reisha. Rav Zvid daik meseifa, Rav Zvid is medayik from the third case of our Mishnah, the tani murlug tana ve'in murlug daylam, and his diik is as follows: I'm a b'shleima ve'in murlug tani. If you don't learn like me that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it specifically went and gored ktanim, but it saw gdaylam and it didn't gore those large animals, certainly in that case it would not be a murd for gdaylam. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is hastama habimurd, that if you had a case where this animal gored smaller animals, and if you don't know what its status is regarding larger animals, then we would say that it would still be considered a muad legabi larger animals. Hakam Ashbon, the third case of the Mishnah, also brings a chiddush that fido miktanim l'gdolim namim stam have a muad. Although in the first case of the Mishnah we stated that if there's a short that's muad l'minoi, then mistam it's considered muad l'shein minoi. We might think that that's only benegeya the same size animal, and it doesn't make a difference if it's shtoyis a shar or if it's shtoyis a chamar. And once it's shar, it becomes a muad benegeya other shvarim, then it will still be a muad benegeya other animals that are the same size. But we may think that if it becomes a muad legabe small animals, maybe mistam we would say that this animal had a preference that he will only go and gore a small animal as he's not scared of small animals. But certainly, even for its own men, it may be frightened of a larger animal, and maybe it won't go and gore it. And maybe we would say that in the case where it's stamma, then we would say that although it is an animal that's muad liktanim, it would not be a muad likdolim. And therefore, kamash v'lan, we have this third case in the Mishnah to teach us that even in the case where it's muad liktanim, the stamma is that will still be a muad likdolim. However, Zvid continues with his raya, Eli Amrit ain't a muad liktani. If we're going to learn the Mishnah like Rav Papa, and the Mishnah told us that muad liktanim is ain't a muad likdolim, and in the case of stamma, lo yav muad, that although you're a muad liktanim, you're not necessarily muad likdolim. So hashti yishloim liktanim liktanim da alma stamma lo yav muad. Since we said in the first case of the Mishnah, even if there's an animal that's a muad for shtoysing shvarim, that mistamma it would not be considered a muad for other minim, even if that other min is the same size. Certainly, there's no need to say the third case of the Mishnah, as certainly miktanim l'gdolim tzrich l'meimad l'av muad. As certainly, if the shar goes and shtoyses three small animals, then certainly it would not be considered a muad, but the gay shtoysing three larger animals. Gemara continues and explains. Rav Papa Amalecha, and Rav Papa will respond. Itzrich that we do need the third case of the Mishnah as sakadait chamina, as we would have hamina hoil parts bay bahu mina parts bay. That once it goes and shtoyses in this min, then it doesn't make a difference if it's large or small. It'll still go and shtoys, and there's no difference between sizes. And therefore, there is a chiddush in the third case of the Mishnah that even though the shor went and shtoys a smaller animal of a specific min, that this animal would still not be considered muad for shtoysing larger animals of the same min. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa daik marisha, Rav Papa will daik like his shita from the second case of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated muad l'adam ve'in muad l'behema. And let's point out that there is a svara that a person will not get damaged by a behema, and as Rashi says, the islay mazla, since a person is a bar mazal, therefore it's less likely that he'll be injured, and therefore it's less likely that an animal will start up with him. And Rav Papa continues with his raya diktani, because the Mishnah taught us muad l'adam ein muad l'behema, that if there's an animal that shtoys a person three times, then mistama he's not considered a muad to shtoys animals. And the Gemara states, I'm b'shlema ein muad tan, if you're going to say like I stated that the chiddush is that it's ein muad l'behema, so stama lav muad, and the chiddush is that mistama he's not considered a muad l'behema. Hakamashpon that feel muad l'behema, not mistama lav muad. That although the Mishnah previously taught us shashu muad l'minai is ein muad l'she'ein minai, we would think that's only b'negeya Reuven's animal goes and shtoyses a specific species, and therefore we say that's not considered a muad for other species. However, one may have thought that that's only b'negeya case of min l'she'ein minai. However, b'negeya scenario where an animal goes and shtoyses the person three times, that's so unusual for it to be scared of a person, and even so, it goes and damages this person. Maybe we would say that muad l'adam is considered a muad l'behema, and kamashmon that Mishnah teaches us muad l'adam is still not a muad l'behema, and although it went and had the guts to go and start up with the Adam, it still doesn't prove that it will go and start up with a behemoth, and it's considered a tam b'negei behemoth, and will only pay chatzin nezek. And Rav Papa continues with his raya, Eli Amrit ve'ina muktani. If we're going to learn the Mishnah like Rav Zvid, that ve'ina muktani, hastam have a muad, and the diak of the Mishnah is, if a shor is a muad b'negei Adam, and we're unsure as to its status b'negei behemoth, then we would say muad l'adam is a muad l'behemoth. Since we already had a diak in the first case of Mishnah, that if there's a shor that is a muad l'minoi, and we're uncertain as to its status b'negeya ein minoi, that the din is shar shumur l'minoi is muad l'she'ein minoi according to Razvid. Certainly in the case me'adam l'behema tzrich l'meima to have a muad, that certainly if there's an animal that goes and shtoyses an adam three times and we don't know what its status is b'negeya behema, then certainly it'll be considered a muad l'behema, and therefore there's no chiddush in the second case of the Mishnah according to Razvid. And the Gemara answers Razvid amalcha, Razvid will respond reisha chazarkai, that in the chenami the second case of the Mishnah is not coming to teach you a chiddush that if there's an animal that's a muad l'adam, then it's a muad l'behema. And that we could know from the ratio of the Mishnah and from the first case of the Mishnah, and the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah is regarding how to release this animal from being a muad and have it now revert back to being a tam. The chiddush of the Mishnah is going to have muad l'adam u'muad l'behema. We know for certain that there's an animal that's certainly a muad l'adam, and therefore it's certainly muad l'behema, because we said hastama is definitely a muad l'behema, v'hadabei b'behema, and then this animal doesn't shtoys animals, and as the Gemara says, the koy gabei behema tlasazimni v'loy nagach, as it sees three behemoths in front of it and it doesn't shtoys them. And Ma'arot Hema, you may have thought, Kim Adam, Chazar, Chazari, that since it was not Chazer from Adam, therefore the Chazara B'negei Behemah is also not considered Chazara, and it would still be considered Mu'ud, not only for an Adam, but also for the Behemah. Kamash one, the Chazara Behemah, Mi'a Chazari, therefore the Free Rebbe's Vid, the Mishnah is teaching us Mu'ud L'Adam, Ve'ena Mu'ud L'Behemah, that if there's an animal that was a Mu'ud L'Adam, once it's Chazer from Shtoising animals, therefore will no longer be considered a Mu'ud L'Behemah, even though it would still be considered a Mu'ud L'Adam. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a Kasha on the Sheet of Rebbe's Vid, as we have a Brice that states, Subchas Oimer, Subchas states, Mu'ud L'Adam, Mu'ud L'Behemah, that if it is a Mu'ud for a person, then it's considered a Mu'ud for an animal, Mikal V'Chaimah, based on Kal V'Chaimah, Umal L'Adam Mu'ud, just like an animal is a Mu'ud for a person, and even though a person has Mazel, so Behemah L'Koshkin, then certainly this animal would go and gore a Behemah, and therefore it's considered a Mu'ud L'Behemah, and Mechlad L'Tanakama Eidu Mu'ud Kama, and by the fact that Subchas is arguing about the Tanakama of this Brisa, so it seems that Tanakama must hold that a Mu'ud L'Adam is in a Mu'ud L'Behemah, and the Maisa, this would be against the Shita of Rezvid, because Rezvid learned a Mishnah, if there's a Shar that's a Mu'ud L'Minai, then the Stam is that's Mu'ud L'Sheinu Minai, and therefore we said, similarly, that if there's a Mu'ud L'Adam, then the Stam is that's Mu'ud L'Behemah, and L'Chor is against the Shita of the Tanakama in his Brisa, and Amar Rezvid, so Rezvid says, Sumchas Achazarkai, that Sumchas Din is not relevant to becoming a Mu'ud, but Sumchas Din is that if you have an animal that's already a Mu'ud, how does he lose his status as a Mu'ud and revert to being a Tam? This is what Sumchas meant to say to Tanakama, the Ka'amar Chazar de Behem Chazari, in the case that you said there was an animal that shtoys a person three times, and therefore, as we stated, when there's a Mu'ud L'Adam, it's considered a Mu'ud L'Behemah. But the Maisa, if there would be three animals that walk in front of this animal and the animal doesn't shtoys, then although this animal remains a Mu'ud B'negei Adam, but it loses the status of Mu'ud B'negei Behemah, Sumchas argues on this point, and he says, Chazar de Behem Lav Chazari, that just by the fact they have three animals walking in front of this animal, doesn't say this is Chazar at all, and Mikavachim Adam, and this is learned from a Kavachim from a person, Umama Adam, like Mahadabe, that since this animal was not Hadab from a person and did not see three people and didn't show that he's not going to show his people, therefore, Mibahim like Koshkin, certainly from Mahimah, is not a Rai yet that he's not considered Mu'ud, and therefore, this animal would still be considered Mu'ud, both the Gabi Adam and the Gabi Behemais, and he would still pay Nazik Shalim. And as we mentioned, when we learned on Mishnah, the Gemara will now bring two Raiyas against the Shita Rav Papa. That Rav Ashi says, Tashma, bring a Raya against Rav Papa from Mishnah, as Amal Fnei Rabbi Yehuda, that the Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Hareza Mu'ud L'Shabbos, Ve'in Mu'ud L'Maisachol, and Amal Lehen L'Shabbos, Mishal Nezek Shalom, L'Maisachol, Mishal Chatzin Nezek. Rav Ashi now brings Raya, I am a Bishlema, Ve'in Mu'ud Ktani, if we learn like Rezvid, that Ve'in Mu'ud Ktani, therefore it makes sense, Shulhud Kum Shayle, that the Talmidim were asking a Shayle for Rabbi Yehuda, that what would be if there's an animal that only shtoises three times on Shabbos and didn't shtois during the weekday, would it be considered a Mu'ud for Shabbos and not a Mu'ud for the weekday? Hunami Kum Hadlu, and Rabbi Yehuda was responding to Talmidim, and he responded, since this animal only shtoised on Shabbos, therefore this animal will only be considered a Mu'ud for Shabbos and will not be considered a Mu'ud for the Chol, and therefore he'll pay Nezek Shalom if he shtoises on Shabbos, and he'll pay Chatzin Nezek if he shtoises during the week. However, Rav Ashi is, Ali Amrit Einem Mu'ud Klani, and if we can learn like our Papa that the Mishnah says Einem Mu'ud without a Vav, Agbur Hud Kam Gamrile, then what's Pshat? The Talmidim were teaching Rabbi Yehuda the Rebbe a din that if there's a Mu'ud for Shabbos, then it's not considered a Mu'ud for the Chol, Besu, Iu, Maikam Hadlu, and Lemaisa, what is Rabbi Yehuda's response to Talmidim if they already told him what Halach is, and therefore it is Raya against the way Rav Papa learned our Mishnah, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yanai says, Mu'ishin Nami Deka, that could also bring a Raya from the end of the Rashi of the Mishnah, the Tani was the Rashi stated, as Sha'amur Lo Mishal Nezek Shalom, Sha'amur Lo Mishal Chatzin Nezek, Iyam Bishlem Ve'inu Mu'ud Tani, if we can learn the Mishnah like Rezvid, that it always is Ve'inu Mu'ud, so Purusha Kam Farish Lo, so therefore the Mishnah is now explaining that, for example, in the first case of the Mishnah, of Shashu Mu'ud L'Minai, and if it's Stoma, we consider it a Mu'ud L'Sheinu Minai, so then it's telling you that in that case, you pay Nezek Shalom, and in Melu we say that in the case where you know it's not a Mu'ud L'Sheinu Minai, then you're also going to pay Chatzin Nezek, and therefore, although we already know the dinim of Thomas and Mu'adis, however, L'Maisa, the Gemara is telling us that in this case, this animal, that stoma, would be considered a mu'ud. However, Zakra Bianai, Eli Amrit, ain't a mu'ud tani, but if we say that the Mishnah was telling us a statement, and the Mishnah just stated that if there's a shor that's a mu'ud l'minoi, it's not considered a mu'ud l'sheinu minoi, then Paskud, it was already a psak in the Mishnah that's not considered a mu'ud, and Maisu, eshemu'ud loy mishalam nezek shalom, v'sheinu mu'ud loy mishalam chatzin nezek, why would the Mishnah have to tell us that if there's a case where there's a mu'ud, then you pay nezek shalom, if it's only a tam, then you pay chatzin nezek, ad hashtalay shminon, that tam mishalam chatzin nezek, umu mishalam nezek shalom, they would not know the halach until now. If an animal is categorized as a tam, you pay chatzin nezek, and if it's categorized as a mu'ud, you pay nezek shalom. Of course, we already know this from previous din and previous mishnayos. Therefore, the Mishnah should have just stated the standard din of shashu mu'ud l'minoi is enu mu'ud l'sheinu minoi, and mu'ud l'adam is enu mu'ud l'behema, and mu'ud l'tanim is enu mu'ud l'daylim. And mainly, we would know that if it's a mu'ud, you pay nezek shalom, and if it's not a mu'ud and it's a tam, you pay chatzin nezek. And l'chayr, that line of the Mishnah is extra. And the Gemara continues that although it seems that based on the lashon of Mishnah, it seems more like Rezvid, however, the Gemara will now bring a few dinim that are only relevant relevant lefira papa, and therefore zokt Rabbeinu Chananel that we see that we pass like a papa. And as the Gemara continues, v'intim Suleiman nami isel rab papa, and even if we would say that Allah follows rab papa, and the Mishnah is going according to rab papa, and therefore the din is that if you have a shor that's a mur l'minoi, then the stum is that's in a mur l'shein l'minoi. However, the Gemara explains that nogach shor chamav v'gomel nasim mur l'kol, that according to rab papa, moving shor damages and stresses a shor and a chamar and a gomel, then it automatically will be a mur l'kol. And the chiddush is that this animal doesn't have to stress a shor, chamar, gomel three different times. As long as it stresses three times and it goes three different minim and three different species, then the shor ruvein will be considered mu'ud for all species. And if it goes and stresses a different type of animal, it'll already be chayiv nazik shalim, even though it didn't stress all three animals three different times. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned it right. So, rosh shor nogach, if ruvein shor sees another shor and it stresses that shor loy nogach, and then it sees a second shor and it doesn't stress it, shor nogach, and then it sees a third shor and it stresses it, shor loy nogach, and the fourth shor doesn't stress, shor nogach, the fifth shor stresses, shor loy nogach, and then the sixth shor doesn't stress, nasa mu'ud l'seirig l'shvarim, then ruvein shor will be considered a mu'ud for stressing in a pattern, and every other time that it sees an animal, it will actually stress. And therefore, if on the seventh time that the shor sees another animal, it goes and stresses it, then it will be considered a mu'ud, and therefore you pay nezek shalim. However, on the eighth time, if it sees an animal and stresses that animal, then he would only pay chatzin nezek, as this shor is only considered a mu'ud l'seirigin. And ayin teisid yivu maskel shor v'loy nogach, where teisid points out that although in our Gemara it brought the last case and the sixth time that the shor saw another animal, it was loy nogach, really, basu the nokach, kedi nokach, shimingach la'alta mishal nezek shalim, as certainly it's considered a mu'ud the moment after it stresses for the third time and it stresses that fifth animal. The main point of the Gemara is that since the shor already stresses the first, third, and fifth animal that it saw, therefore at that point it is considered a mu'ud, and if it goes and stresses another time after it sees the sixth animal and doesn't stress that animal, and now it stresses the seventh animal, then it will be considered a mu'ud, and therefore pay nezek shalim. Certainly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara makes a lot of sense that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that shor shavur l'minoi is einin mu'ud l'she'einin minoi, therefore, since this animal is only a mu'ud l'shvarim for seirigin, therefore it would actually stress a different species, and the only would only be chayiv chatzin nezek. However, according to Razvid, that holds that if you have a shor that's mu'ud l'minoi, then the stomach is that's mu'ud l'she'einin minoi. L'chir l'fi Razvid, the Brisa should state that nasa mu'ud l'seirigin l'akol, and not only the shvarim. And Taisa says, v'im taimu Razvid, afil l'kol dava have a mu'ud, v'yishleim ha'kagayin shurosh shabahim, is lo'y nokon. We're not talking about a case of stomach, and we're talking about a case that this shor actually was mu'ud only for its min, and we already saw that it didn't go and stress any animal that was l'sheinim minoi, and actually had other mina that passed in front of it and it didn't stress, and certainly in that case it's not a mu'ud l'sheinim minoi, and that's why the Brisa says in this case it's not a mu'ud l'sheinim l'shvarim and not for other minim. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned rosh shor nogach, if Reuven shor sees a shor and stresses it, chamor loy nogach, then it sees a donkey and it doesn't stress, sus nogach, it sees a horse and stresses, gamor loy nogach, and then it sees a camel and doesn't stress, parrot nogach, and it sees a mule and it stresses, arud loy nogach. Rashi says it's chamor bar, a wild donkey, and doesn't stress it, nasa mu'ud l'seirigin l'kol. In this case, it becomes a mu'ud l'seirigin for all animals, as l'maisa on the first, third, and fifth time, this animal went and stressed an animal, and although it didn't stress the same animal, l'maisa, it stressed a shor, and it also stressed a sus, as well as a parrot, and therefore it becomes a mu'ud l'kol, but only l'seirigin. And ayin intais di l'maskel nasa mu'ud l'seirigin l'kol, ha'koch b'shloi ro b'in taim klum, that's talking about a case where there were no other animals that it saw in between, the ro loy have a mu'ud l'kol l'seirigin, as if it would see other animals that would not be a mu'ud l'kol l'seirigin. And ayin intais where he points out, l'chir kuitra zvid, what is the major chiddush of this brisa, if even if this shor would have damaged only shvarim, and every other time it wouldn't have damaged shvarim at all, and it didn't see any other animals in between, then the stomach would be that since it's a mu'ud l'shminoi, it's considered a mu'ud l'sheinaminoi, and therefore l'chir, why does the brisa have to talk about six separate animals and six separate species, ayin and taisvis? Gemara continues and we'll ask four separate shaylas. We will learn that the Gemara shaylas are dafka according to Rav Papa and not according to Rav Zvid. And the Mefarshim also explain how each shayla is totally in the other and are based on a concept of intim salima, and each one is building on the prior shayla. However, ayin and taisvis, how he learns this Gemara even according to Rav Zvid. And the Gemara begins, Iboilu nogach shor shor v'shor chamor v'gomol, and we continue at daf lam and zayin beis. If Reuven shor goes and stresses three shvarim in a row, and the shor then goes and gores a donkey, and then goes and gores a camel, ma'u, what is the din? Hai shor basur basur shvarim shadin lei. Do we say that the third shor that is shtois, considered as part of the first two shvarim that already shtois, avakati l'shvarim u'diayid, l'midi achrid lo yayid, and therefore, according to Rapapa, this animal is only a mu'ud l'shvarim, and Rapapa holds, shor shu mu'ud l'minoi is in a mu'ud l'shein l'minoi. And since Reuven shor only damaged damaged a chamor and gomel and didn't damage a third min, therefore would not be considered a muad l'shein aminai. What do we say? Hayshar basra bas chamor v'gomel shadinle, that when Reuven's shar damages his third shar, then we put it together with a series of its damage to the chamor and gomel v'yayidle l'kulamini, and therefore it's considered a muad for all minim. And the Gemara continues, chamor v'gomel shar shar v'shar. Let's say you had a case where instead of damaging three shvarim first, it first damaged a donkey and then a camel and then damaged three shvarim in a row. Ma'al, what will be the din in this case? And Rashi says, intim sloima heichad hiskel b'shvarim shadin l'shar basra basa minoi hachamai. Even when we push the shayla, and since Reuven shar damaged three shvarim in a row and he did that first, therefore we consider the third shar as part of the series that it was going and shtoising shvarim, and therefore it's only considered a mur l'shvarim and not for other minim. What would be the din if it actually went and damaged a chamor and gomel first and then damaged three shvarim consecutively? Once again, the Gemara goes through the shayla. Do we say that we take the shor that was damaged first and we consider part of the series, and the shor of Reuven damaged the chamor and gomel and shor, and therefore it's considered wood the kulmine? Or Dilma, what do we say? That we say that since lemaisa it damaged three shvarim in a row, so therefore vakata the shvarim would yayid, so this shor of Reuven will only be considered a mur b'negiyah shvarim. Leminachrin lo yayid, Reuven shor would not be considered a mur b'negiyah of the minim. And the Gemara continues with another shayla. Shabbos v'Shabbos v'Shabbos echad b'Shabbos v'sheni b'Shabbos. If Reuven shor damaged another shor on Shabbos and then on the second week as well as on the third Shabbos, and then it damages a fourth shor on Sunday and it damages a fifth shor on a Monday, ma'al, what was it then? Hashabbos b'Sraisa b'Sos Shabbos u'd'Shadinle v'Katul Shabbos u'd'Ayid li'Moisechol lo yayid. Do we say that since it shtoys three different animals on three Shabbosim, so we consider that as one series, and therefore it only is a mu'ud for Shabbosis but not for Chol, as it only damages the shor on Sunday and Monday and not on the third day? Or what do we say? B'Sechem b'Shabbos v'Shem b'Shabbos Shadinle, that l'maisa when it damaged the shor on the third Shabbos, then it was part of the series that it damaged on Shabbos as well as Sunday and Monday, and therefore will now be considered a mu'ud for all days of the week. Once again, based on the Tim Sulema, the Gemara continues that hey b'Shabbos v'er b'Shabbos v'Shabbos Shabbos v'Shabbos, that let's say Reuven's animal damages someone's shor on a Thursday and he damages another shor on Friday and he damages on Shabbos and then the next Shabbos as well as the next Shabbos, what would be in this case? How Shabbos kamaisa b'sa hey b'Shabbos v'er b'Shabbos shidinle? Do we say certainly in this case, since the shor of Reuven shtoist another animal on Shabbos, which was immediately after it shtoist an animal on Thursday and Friday, therefore we consider it part of the same series, and it's not only a mu'ud for Shabbos, but it's also a mu'ud for the rest of the week. V'yayin l'kul yoymei. Oidilma, do we say, HaShabbos k'maisa, bas Shabbos shidin lei, since the first Shabbos is part of the pattern of the next two Shabbos, where it only damaged on Shabbos, so maybe we consider it only a mu'ud for Shabbos, or Shabbos v'yayin, and the Gemara ends off and states, teku. And Gemara continued that we mentioned on Mishnah that there's a concept of an animal being a mu'ud only for Shabbos and not for the weekday. L'chari, we would extend this to a case where an animal shtoises on three Rosh Chodeshim, that certainly will be considered a mu'ud for Rosh Chodesh and not for the rest of the month. And our Gemara now continues and asks the following shayla: Noga shor yom tezvav b'chodesh zeh, v'yom tezayim b'chodesh zeh, v'yom yudayim b'chodesh zeh, plukta the Rav Shmuel, that if there was a shor of Reuven, goes another shor on the 15th day of Nisan, and then it goes another shor on the 16th day of Iyar, and then on the 7th day of Sivan, there's no question that there's a possibility of becoming a mu'ud in this type of scenario. However, the question is, do we become a mu'ud after the third time, or do you only become a mu'ud after the fourth time? And this is based on the machlekes between Rav Shmuel, the Itma, because we learned that the machlekes between Rav Shmuel been negated the din of Nidais. And as we know, that if there's a woman who doesn't have a specific time frame for a period and doesn't have a vest kavua, then the din is that once she sees dam and she becomes a nida, then she has to be chayshish that maybe she was already tummy within the last 24 hours, and therefore any tyrus that she dealt with within the last 24 hours would be considered tummy. But once a woman has a kavua dika cycle and has a vest kavua, then as long as she sees dam based on her vest kavua, then her din would be daishaito, and any tyrus that she was involved with would all be considered tar up until this point that she actually saw that she became tummy. And Rashi explains that the case we're about to mention is talking about a scenario where there was a woman that had a vest kavua for different days, and now she's changing her cycle. Gemara teaches us, Ros yom tezvav b'chodesh zeh, v'yom tezayim b'chodesh zeh, v'yom yudayim b'chodesh zeh, Rav Amar kavala vest, u'shmol Amar achi tisholosh b'dilug. If it is a case where a woman sees dam nidus on the 15th of Nisan, then she sees dam once again on the 16th of Iyar, and once again she's dam on the 17th of Sivan. So according to Rav, at that moment she already became a nida, because the ma'isa we saw that she saw on three different months on three different dates. Therefore, according to Rav, we would expect that this woman would see dam once again on the 18th of Tammuz, even if she was Isaac with tyrus prior to that time frame and within 24 hours. Those tyrus so it would still be considered Torah, as we would say, Daya Shaita. However, Shmuel holds that since in this case, we don't have three different times where she actually saw on a different date. So for example, when she saw on the 15th of Nisan, she didn't have a prior month, but she saw on the 14th, and therefore we didn't see that her period changes every month by one day. And the only time that we were able to see that is only once you have four times where she sees Dam, she sees the 15th of Nisan, and then she saw the 16th of the year. Therefore, we see that every month she goes up by one day. And then once again, the next month she went up by one day, which is the 17th of Sivan. And therefore, we see two periods at this point where a period began on the next day of the month, on the following month. And of course, since this pattern only occurred twice, therefore, until she sees once again a day later than the prior month, and she sees once again on the 18th of Tammuz, until that point, she's considered Tamei Me'es La'es, and she's not considered Dayashaita, after she saw the fourth time, and she saw on Yudches Tammuz. And therefore, the same machlekes would be negia in our case, of Nogashor Yom Tezva B'chedish Zev, Yom Tezayim B'chedish Zev, Yom Tezayim B'chedish Zev, that according to Rav, at that point, if this animal goes and shtoises on Yudches, on Chedish Tammuz, then certainly the animal's owner would be chayav to pay Nezek Shalim. However, according to Shmuel, the animal's owner would still pay Chetzi Nezek until it shtoises on Yudches Tammuz, and then once again shtoises on Yudches Av. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Shama Kol Shofar V'Nogach, if Reuven Shor hears the sound of a shofar and shtoises an animal, Kol Shofar V'Nogach, once again and hears the sound of a shofar and shtoises once again, Kol Shofar V'Nogach, and once again and hears the sound of a shofar and shtoises, Nasa Mu'ud L'Shofaris, then it becomes a Mu'ud for Shofaris, and if it hears another shofar and shtoises once again, then it'll pay Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara, yes, Pshita L'Chor, that's Pashit. The Gemara states, Ma'otim Ha'Shofar Kamos Yutah Ba'almu'ud D'Nakdei Kamash Mu'an, that you would think that the first sound of the shofar would not count towards the Din Mu'adis, because the Ma'isa, he got nervous at that point, because it's the first time they heard a shofar, and therefore maybe it would be considered something that's abnormal. Maybe we would not count that time, that shtois, as one of its times to be considered a mu'ud. In order for this shor to be considered a mu'ud and have to pay Nezek Shalim, he would have to actually hear a shofar the fourth time and shtois, and then on the fifth time he would pay Nezek Shalim and Kamashmo. And therefore Rava teaches us that even on the third time, this animal becomes a mu'ud, and therefore on the fourth time he would pay Nezek Shalim. We continue with the new Mishnah, Shor Shol Hedish, Shinogach Shor Shol Hegdish. If there was a shor that belonged to a hedit, and shtois is a shor that belongs to Hegdish, Vishalhegdish Shinogach Shor Shol Hedit, or there was a shor that belonged to Hegdish, that shtois is a shor of hedit, potter, in those cases you potter, and it doesn't make a difference if you're a Talmud, Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Oreyeu V'loi Shor Shol Hegdish. And let's keep in mind that this Pasuk is in Pasha Mishpatim, and it's referring to the case of a Tam that pays Chetzi Nezek, and the Pasuk states, V'chigav Shor Ish, Ashoreyeu, V'meis, U'machus Ashor Chai, V'chatzu Eskasboi, V'gamas HaMesechetzun. And it's very important to remember, this Pasuk is specifically referring to a Shor that's a Tam, and it damages with its Karen, and as we will see, when the Torah discusses the Din of a Mu'ud, we don't have this Mi'ut. And the Mishnah continues, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shel Knadi, if there's a Shor that belongs to Yisrael, and it damages a Shor of a Knadi, then Potter, then the Yisrael will be Potter, Shel Knadi, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael, and a Knadi that damages the Shor of Yisrael, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ud, Mishal Nezek Shalim, then no matter what, the Knadi would actually be obligated to pay Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara will ask that Mimonoshach, if we consider that a Goy is considered Re'eu, therefore the Din should be that Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shel Knadi should be Chayiv, and if the Din is that a Knadi is not considered Re'eu, then why would it be that a Knadi, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael, will pay Nezek Shalim if L'Chayiv should be Potter as well? The Gemara begins and discusses the first case of the Mishnah, and our Mishnah taught us that if the Shor of a Hedid that was Nogach Shor Hegdish, or Shor of Hegdish that was Nogach Shor of Hedid, then in both cases the Din is Potter. The Gemara states, Masis and like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, this Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. The time we learned to write, so Shor Shel Hegdish, Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdish, Shel Hegdish, Shenogach Shor Shel Hedid, Potter, Shenam Shor Re'eu V'Lishu Shel Hegdish, which is exactly like Tanakh of our Mishnah. And Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh argues, and he says, Shor Shel Hegdish, Shenogach Shor Shel Hedid, Potter, like Tanakh of our Mishnah. However, Shel Hedid, Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdish, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ud, Mishal Nezek Shalim. If there's a Shor of Hedid that is Nogach the Shor of Hegdish, then you pay Nezek Shalim, and it doesn't make a difference if your Shor was a Tam or if your Shor was a Mu'ud. And there's a Chumrah that a Hedid pays more to Hegdish than a Hedid would pay a Hedid. And as we know, where a Hedid's animal damages the animal of a Hedid, then certainly if it's a Tam, it only pay Chetzi Nezek, and if it would be a Mu'ud, you pay Nezek Shalim. The Gemara continues and discusses the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. As Amri, we said, my Kasav Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon ben Manasseh hold? If he holds it when the Pasuk says Re'eu, it means specifically a regular person, that a Fidu Shal Hedid, Shenogah Shal Hedish, Li Pata, then L'Chira, even when the Shor of a Hedid damages the Shor of Hegdish, it should be Pata. And how could it be? The Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says that if Shor of a Hedid that damages the Shor of Hegdish, you pay Nezek Shalim, be Re'eu Lav Dafka. And if you're going to say that Re'eu is not Dafka, a Fidu Hegdish Nami, Kinogah Hedid, L'Chayiv, then certainly even the Shor of Hegdish that damages the Shor of a Hedid should be Chayiv, the Chitim Lelim Kasav Re'eu Dafka. And if you're going to say Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds that really the word Re'eu is Dafka, and therefore it's Mimayat Hegdish, Umir the Hedid, Kinogah Hedish, Hainu Taim, Lim Chayiv, Mishun Kamaisle, Mikal Vachimah, the Hedid, and the reason why, when when a Hedid damages Hegdish, his Chayiv is based on a Kal V'Chayim from Hedid, and even though the Pasuk is not mashma like this, but ultimately we have a Kal V'Chayim which will be mafka for the Pasuk, and the Kal V'Chayim would be that although the Torah says Re'eu, but we still say Ma Hedid Shinogah Shel Hedid Chayiv, that just like if a Hedid damages a Hedid, then certainly the Hedid is Chayiv, Ki Nogah Hegdish Lo Kolshkein, then certainly when the animal of a Hedid damages the animal of Hegdish, then certainly the Hedid should be Chayiv, and the Gemara states that that would not work, as L'maisa, according to Rav Shimon Manasseh, he stated when a Hedid damages Hegdish, the din is that you pay Nezik Shalim, and it doesn't make a difference if you're Talmud, and L'chir, if you're learning from a Kal V'Chayim, then Dai Lov Min HaDin, Lias Kenidon, as L'maisa, where you're learning the din of a Hedid that strays the Hegdish from a Hedid that strays the Hedid, and Mal Alon, Tam Chatzin Nezik, and just like when a Hedid damages a Hedid, the din is that a Tam pays Chatzin Nezik, Hachinami Chatzin Nezik, and over here also the din should be Chatzin Nezik, and Rav Shimon Manasseh states, an animal of a Hedid that damages an animal of Hegdish would be chayv to pay Nezik Shalim, even if the animal was a Tam, and therefore the Gemara explains, Elam Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish explains that what's Pshat of Rav Shimon Manasseh, because I'll call Hoyo B'chlal Nezik Shalim, that really when the Pasuk tells us that there's a Shar that damages another Shar, and it's a Mu'ad that you pay Nezik Shalim, over there we don't have a limit of Re'eu that will teach us that it's only B'negeya a Hedid and not B'negeya Hegdish, and therefore certainly B'negeya Mu'ad, then would be that if an animal of a Hedid damages an animal of a Hegdish, then certainly you'd be Chayim Nezik Shalim, as there is no limit of Re'eu. Therefore, certainly when a Shar of a regular person damages the Shar of Hegdish, then if it's a Mu'ad, you would have to pay Nezik Shalim, and then, Kishapar L'chol HaKosav Re'eu Gabi Tam, Re'eu Hu Dertam Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, Mechlal De Hegdish, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ad, Mishalim Nezik Shalim, and therefore when the Torah teaches us the word Re'eu, B'negei Ashar Tam, as the Pasuk says, V'chigav Shar Ish, Ashar Re'eu, V'mei Sumachos Ashar Chai, V'chotzo Is Kaspoi, V'gam Asamese Echotson, which is talking about a Tam, therefore the Torah is actually coming to be Machmer, in the case where the animal of a person as a Tam damages the animal of Hegdish, and it's telling us that although the Torah teaches you that B'negei Tam, there's a tour of Chatzin Nezek, and you only pay Nezek Shalim by Mu'ad, but if you're a Tam, you pay Chatzin Nezek. However, this Kula was only stated B'negei Shar Re'eu, and only we, Reuven Shar, damages someone else's Shar, but if Reuven Shar damages Hegdish, then this tour and this Kula of Chatzin Nezek doesn't apply, and even in the case where the animal is a Tam, and Reuven would have to pay Hegdish Nezek Shalim, and the Gemara continues that Lamon Chesed Alf, then came Nichtakra, Lahai Re'eu Gabi Mu'ad. If the Torah was trying to teach us a Chiddush that there's a Ptur B'negei Hegdish completely, then it should have said this din of Re'eu B'negei Mu'ad, and we would say that the only time you have a din to pay Nezik Shalim is only when there's a Hedid that damages a Hedid, but if there's a Hedid that damages Hegdish, then you put L'gamri, and therefore by the fact that the Torah did not say the din of Re'eu by Mu'ad, and instead said a B'negei Tam, therefore we see that's telling us that although B'negei a regular Tam, the din is that you pay Chatzin Nezek, however if an animal stresses an animal Hegdish, then you always pay Nezik Shalim, even when you're a Tam. And keep in mind, Rashi has two different lashonis as to how to learn the Gemara, and we learned the Gemara like the first lashon of Rashi, and Rashi is bothered that l'chayra, if we just said that b'negei mu'ad, the pasuk doesn't say re'eu, and when the pasuk says re'eu b'negei tam, it's coming to be la'fukei, that there's a shor of a hedid that damages the shor of hegdish, that there is no din of chatzin nezek, and you pay nezek shalim. So l'chayra, why is it that even Rav Shimon ben Manasseh agrees to the Tanakama that if the shor of hegdish damages the shor of a hedid, then it would be potter, and you wouldn't be chayiv, if l'chayra, there's no word of re'eu to come to teach us that halacha. I in the second line of Rashi Dibur Masal Din Kain, where he says, "I will hegdish behedid." If an animal of hegdish stresses the animal of hedid potter, then hegdish is potter l'gamri. The hegdish afilu b'chal mu'ad loyhoya. That certainly hegdish couldn't be considered a mu'ad. The lek l'meim v'huad b'balav, as there is no bailam. The koshki mitam, and certainly it doesn't apply by a tam. The chsiv v'chigav sharish. Therefore, Rashi explains that the reason why a shor that's hegdish that damages a shor of hedid is potter l'gamri is b'negei mu'ad because it's not included in v'huad b'balav and b'negei tam because the pasuk says b'chigav sharish. And therefore it has to be a shor that belongs to a person and not that belongs to community and not that belongs to Hegdish, and we will stop over here.